Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, surprise, surprise last night. Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I was just going to do a drive-by with both of those games. I thought, all right, Dolphins favored by 2 touchdowns over the Titans. All right, let me see what Tyreek Hill does. Hold on here. Here come the Titans. And then Danny DeVito, no. Miss DeVito, no. It's Tommy DeVito. The legend continues. It grows. A month ago, the Giants had the number 2 pick in the draft. Ooh, how times have changed there. And I'm watching the game last night. I kept thinking, all right, Packers, you're going to wake up here. Going to wake up. I did mention yesterday, give me a home dog on Monday night. And I used to always take the home dog. The Giants played good, played well. Saquon fumbled, and I thought, all right, Packers, clean up the mess, get the win, get out of town. And all of a sudden, Giants, field goal range, and next thing you know, you got a legend growing there in Tommy DeVito, who talked about his team the last 3 games that they've won.
I think in every game we played this year that we showed that we never gave up on any snap, no matter what the score was. Never looked up at the scoreboard, just kept on fighting each and every play, each and every game. And, you know, starting to come to fruition with some of these games in the past now. And we're just going to keep trying to go 1-0 each week.
And that's all you're asking. Now they got New Orleans. And before you would say, well, the Giants are playing for next year. Oh, this is a cute little story. Now all of a sudden, you go the length of the field, get in field goal range, you win the game. Against a Green Bay team that had been playing well and is still on the cusp of being in the playoffs. Here is the Packer head coach, Matt LaFleur.
What did Tommy DeVito show you tonight?
Oh, he's a hell of a competitor. Certainly, we were running by him left and right. Couldn't get him. We ended up with 0 sacks, I believe. You know, and they've, I think, 69 coming into this game. You know, give credit to them. They obviously outcoached us, outplayed us.
All right. Outcoached us, outplayed us. And you start to look at the Packers, and they can still hang in there. And then you look at the Giants. What are the Giants, a game out of a playoff spot or the possibility here? They got 5 wins. The Dolphins, meanwhile, with Tyreek Hill not in there, you go, Man, they became a whole lot more predictable with Tyreek Hill out. You know, and I love their running game. I love Mostert. And, you know, Jalen Waddle is really good. That's one of those where you kind of wake up too late to realize this isn't a dream. It's a nightmare. And there's nothing we could do about it. And I'm curious about Will Levis moving forward because he looks the part. Sometimes he acts the part. maybe overacts the part. Man, can he throw a football? Whew. It is quick and it is fast. He gets it there quickly. And but he's got to stop, you know, trying to be the tough guy. I mean, I get it. You got big arms. That's okay. There are guys who have bigger arms that are going to hit you. How about you take maybe a playoff or so? You don't have to go after the defensive lineman who just picked you off and meet him in the end zone. Probably not going to win too many of those things. I do like that he shows his teammates, hey, I'm going to fight for you. And maybe he needs to do that now. But as Peyton Manning said last night on the Manning Cast, no. You don't, nothing wrong with that. You know what? When you really hurt your team, when you're hurt, when you're on the sidelines. I like the enthusiasm, but I got to have you out there. Yes, Eaton?
I don't know if the Titans are positive that him on the sidelines isn't the best thing. I mean, they're still trying to figure out if they have a guy or not.
Oh, they better have a guy.
I don't know if they know if they do or not, though. But if it's Tua doing that, I'm like, buddy, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell out of there. Don't do that. Will Levis, though, I'm like, we could use another couple weeks of that.
No, I don't want my quarterback. I don't care who my quarterback is. I don't want him taking on when Josh Allen does it, I don't want him to do it. Like I want my guy to be able to play another play. The NFL is littered with tough quarterbacks or so-called tough quarterbacks who then got hurt. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, make sure you head to danpatrick.com. We got some great holiday gift sets there, including a moonshine 4-pack. You can get cinnamon apple, salted caramel, pumpkin spice, and our newest flavor, peppermint bark, just in time for the holidays. Got an autographed calendar there that we autographed some calendars here, and those are going to be available at danpatrick.com. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that on the horizon. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app, our radio affiliates as well. The Cowboys kicker, Brandon Aubrey, he's been perfect this year. Incredible backstory. He'll join us coming up next hour. Dean Blandino, rules analyst, former head of officials with the NFL, and Tom Verducci. More on the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, and that interesting deferral of money that he's doing. And while it's a little confusing, seems to be above board, but what's it going to mean for baseball down the road? Not just the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, but other contracts as well. So we'll talk to Tom about that. Drake May, no surprise, declared for the draft, the North Carolina quarterback. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. During the holidays, you have property thefts that spike. People stealing stuff off your front porch. Simply Safe Home Security, offering up to 50% on any new system if you use the Fast Protect plan. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. All right, Seton, what's the poll question? Start out hour one.
Well, we can start with the quarterbacks. Which quarterback had a better night last night? Will Levis or Tommy DeVito?
Oh, man.
Feels like Tommy DeVito sort of stole the show.
Yeah, he did.
But Will Levis had a great night.
Yeah. I would say DeVito because he's on borrowed time right now. Will Levis is a high draft pick, and I think he's their future. Tommy DeVito, I don't know if he is. I don't know if it's like Jeremy Lin, like Linsanity. Like, oh, my God, did you remember that month when Tommy DeVito? What's Tommy DeVito doing now? He runs an Italian restaurant about 2 miles away from where the Giants play. Oh, that's a great story. Or maybe he is the Brock Purdy of the East Coast. I just love the name, the cutaway to his dad and his agent there. I mean, it was, that's my boy. And then you hear Tommy DeVito talking. I'm like, come on, Tommy, you got to lay it on. You got to give me a little bit more of that Tommy DeVito.
Well, I'm just happy to get the opportunity, and coach believes in me. And
play it, Marvin. He's got to spice it up a little bit.
Use guys. I didn't hear a single use guys. Use guys.
Yes.
I think in every game we played this year that we showed that we never gave up.
What are you doing, Tommy?
Well, I think that in every game that we played this year, we're just trying to give us a chance to win.
That's that Syracuse education, Illinois education. He got out of Jersey, and I mean, give me even a little bit of a Jersey accent.
He could be from Kansas, Idaho, anywhere. Yeah. That's not good.
Come on, Tommy.
Tommy Cutlets? Tommy Cutlets doesn't sound like that. What are we doing?
Yes. Tommy Parmesan. I'm going, oh, no, come on, Tom. You got to play it. Everybody else is playing it up at him. You got his agent over there.
Oh, man. Straight out of Central Casting,
yeah,
that fella.
That is true. That is true. Okay, so we're going to get this guy. He's going to play your agent in the movie. All right. What's he going to look like? Yeah. You got a hat. Got a...
He's like, booby baby.
Hey.
You, two utes.
Yeah. You utes out. Yes, 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 Tom.
Well, wouldn't even a movie producer or director say, that's a little much with the hat and the black. We can't go that far. That's almost,
It's an interesting story. I would love to know what Daniel Jones thought of that game last night. What's his reaction to all of this? His future there. I thought they were crazy to do what they did with his contract. I've said that many, many times. But, is Tommy DeVito a kind of a bridge quarterback? But now you're playing yourself out of getting a top draft pick. I mean, if I'm Tommy DeVito, I want to keep winning so they don't get somebody in there. But then you got to pay Danny Dimes, you got to pay him next year. And then DeVito doesn't cost you anything. But he appears to be, look, all you have to do is take care of the football. As a backup quarterback, this is what rule number one is. Don't, cough up the football. Don't fumble. Don't throw interceptions. Don't beat yourself. Don't beat the team. And then manage the game a little bit. Well, he did more than that. Yeah, he ran the ball well, had a couple of really good passes there. And, I was impressed with what's your demeanor like? What's your EKG? Like when you're out there, it's like, or is it just, is he flatlining out there? And I thought he's sort of, very, very calm. And I thought that said a lot about him. Whether he does this in practice, it's when you do it in a game in front of 70,000 people and sort of a standalone game on a Monday night. That was impressive. Let's see what he does in New Orleans. It's going to be loud on the road, and the expectation level goes up considerably. But I liked what I saw. Like Will Levis, I expect him to be really good. He should be really good. And he has moments where you can tell he's still a rookie. And we weren't quite sure if his throwing motion and all the things at the draft. There were some negative stories about him. But when you watch him, he's got a lot. Maybe a little too much moxie there for me. But, man, can he throw a football? I mean, there are very few guys who can throw it that fast, that effortlessly. Yes, Paulie.
Tommy DeVito and the Giants, that's how they're referred to right now. They play the Eagles twice in the next four games. One of them, it will be the national game on Fox at the Eagles in 2 weeks. That's going to be out of hand. And then the Giants end the season at home with a TBD, which means it also could be national TV, against the Eagles at home.
Well, it depends on their record.
Yeah.
If they're, I don't know if you flex into that or flex out of that.
What if he wins one of those two against the Eagles?
That'd be great.
Wild.
It's a fun story. Yes, Marv?
Sunday Night Football, the last game of the season. Eagles at Giants.
Dun, 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 dun.
The cast of the Jersey Shore does the open.
Okay. Oh.
Like Bryce Harper did the open for last week's game with the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Do you want the Jersey Shore people to
No, I don't.
You get Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos.
Yeah, maybe you could.
He'll make
that.
An appearance.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, De Niro.
Ooh.
If you're going to go Sunday Night Football, Michael Jordan did the open for Tom Brady when he came back to New England.
Who would be good? James Gandolfini passed away. Maybe it's just the music of the Sopranos that they play. Yes, Todd.
You start with the music and then do what SNL does, and all of a sudden a celebrity pops on, like they did with like Julia Stiles this weekend when they just make a cameo. All of a sudden De Niro and Joe Pesci pop up on the big screen at the end of playing the Sopranos music. Everybody freaks out.
So you get Sharon Stone. You get De Niro, and you get Joe Pesci, Casino.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paulie.
It's going to be really fascinating if DeVito plays, let's say, above average for the last four games and has that fan sentiment carrying into the offseason. Because clearly they don't like Daniel Jones. He's not a local in any way. He hasn't done great work. That's going to be tough for management, what direction to go next season. They could easily.
Okay, but here's my big concern, that if he's good enough to play, to start, but you're paying Daniel Jones, and then he's on the sidelines the entire year, or he starts the season, and then when he fumbles for the first time or throws an interception, that crowd is going to be raucous, calling for Tommy DeVito. In some ways, it's a good situation that maybe you do have a quarterback. It's a bad situation that you already are paying a quarterback way too much. Yes, Paul.
Daniel Jones next season is going to make $35 million salary, $9 million signing bonus, another $3 million in other workout incentives. You're looking at $46 million, and there's no way out of that next year. You got to eat that for 1 year.
But do you put him on the sidelines? Like, that's – you got DeVito who's ready – I don't know. Fan favorite? That's tough.
Fan favorite's always a dangerous
thing.
Very.
Yeah. Just ask, Carmelo Anthony with Linsanity. He's like, that's a nice little story. You know, it's like when you bring home your second child and your first child looks at the baby and it's like, wait, is that thing staying here? That's the feeling you had with Carmelo and Linsanity. Like, that's a nice little story here, but
get me the ball.
Yeah. I'm the go-to guy. Yes, Todd.
But not to mention, fans are fickle, and they'll turn on you in a second. If all of a sudden this goes horribly bad, this cute, wonderful story goes away, and they're like, okay, that was fun, but now let's get serious about getting a long-term quarterback in here.
Yeah. It's good. It's fun.
Good.
All right, we'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. Tyler's standing by. I look forward to talking to Brandon Aubrey, Cowboys kicker. And Dean Blandino, we'll talk a little bit more. The Kansas City Chiefs walking back kind of, all of it from yesterday. They are walking back a lot of the things they said on Sunday because I think they got to see the tape. And they go, oh, because that's all I wanted to know. When Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are going off in the press conference, Coach, was he offside? Patrick, was he offside? That's all you need to know. And the answer is yes. And the officials did not want to make a call like that. And we'll talk to Dean Blandino about that. It was so egregious. And I think we realized Travis Kelce was improvising there because you look at, there's different footage that came out yesterday afternoon where Kadarius Toney is sort of, he's open. And he kind of, pushes like a gestures back to Mahomes, like, come on, I was open. And then he sort of stops, head down, Kelce catches, and then all of a sudden he's just sort of trailing on the play. I don't think that was by design. But all of a sudden, Tony got it and then went in for the touchdown. But we'll bring back some of the things that Mahomes had to say yesterday. Yes, Tom.
Is it possible that Tony, that was intentional theatrics?
No.
That he acted upset because he knew he was getting the ball on the ladder?
No, if he's got that kind of theatrical chops, I'd say act like a receiver on the other plays where you drop footballs. So, here's the decoy. You act like you're upset you didn't get the ball, and then you pout, and then all of a sudden you get the football and run it in for a touchdown?
Giving him too much credit for that,
yes,
possibly?
Yes, you are, Tom. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. 877-3DP Show. Settle on our poll question today. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes, walking back some of the comments he had to say after the loss to the Buffalo Bills. You know, watching Tyreek Hill, when he got injured, and they had to keep his helmet from him because I think he wanted to try to get back onto the field. He said he texted his wife at halftime to tell her that he was going to need a massage on his ankle at the, you know, later that night. And she's like, get your bleep back in the game. And so here is Tyreek Hill on what happened with his ankle injury.
When it happened, like my first reaction, like, man, my ankle. Then my adrenaline kicked in. I ran off the field. And then I sat for a while and got stiff. Like, I was just going through a lot of, and so then I just made up in my mind. I came in at halftime. I texted my wife. I was like, bro, like, hurt. Need an ankle massage tonight. She was like, you better get your back in that game, dog. And I was like, all right. So I just made up my mind that it's going to hurt. It's going to suck tomorrow morning, tonight and tomorrow morning. You know, and I just went back in the game on my own.
I'm telling you, if Kevin Hart played in the NFL, he would be Tyreek Hill. Every time I see him with his helmet off, it feels like they're, when they're not the same size, Tyreek's got to be taller than Kevin Hart. But I do just feel like there's that look and that personality with him. Yeah, Paulie.
I thought I was the only husband out there whose wife called him dog. That's great that we have that in common. another thing Tyreek and I have in common. What up, dog? My dad wife always says before I leave.
It feels like, and maybe this sounds a little heavy-handed, that the media or maybe people are villainizing Shohei Ohtani. Like, now this contract situation. Like, oh, okay, unfair to the other teams here. Well, Ohtani, now, this was Jack Harris of the LA Times said that Ohtani took this approach to defer money to all the teams that he negotiated with. It wasn't just because of California with taxes. He was saying, look, I want to know what kind of farm system you have, that we're going to spend money and we're going to make sure that we're playing in playoff games while I'm here, winning World Series. Now, I'm paraphrasing that, but it's basically, what are we doing? What's the bigger picture here? And this is probably where he had a lot of problems with the Angels. What is the future? What are we doing? They spent one draft and all they did is draft pitchers. But according to Jack Harris of the LA Times, given that Ohtani's contract roughly equates to a 10-year, $460 million deal, I'd argue that he's chasing rings a lot more than chasing every last dollar. Any team could have done this, but he wanted to do it with the Dodgers. And if you think about this, and this is sort of what Tom Brady did, not to this degree, but I remember when Brady was deferring money and maybe his salary was $10 million, restructuring. Well, he was making a lot of money off the field. And his wife at the time, Giselle, was making a lot of money as well. He could defer it. You still get it, but you're helping your team in the process. And what's this all about? For, you know, Tom Brady, it was winning Super Bowls to be the greatest player, certainly the greatest quarterback of all time. Ohtani, if he wants to be, you know, legendary from the standpoint of winning, he's already going to be because of the contract, being a pitcher, being a hitter. And now it's about winning. These next 10 years are about winning. And the Dodgers have won World Series to show for it with a lot of success getting into the playoffs. Now you have Ohtani, and you expect World Series titles. He expects World Series titles. But also to make sure that you can still afford Mookie, I mean, you know, everybody on that roster. And if you want to bring in free agents, that now you have that opportunity. Because a lot of times, you know, when you have a star player who gets all the money that he wants, the other, you know, parts of the team sacrifice. Or you have to sacrifice. You may lose somebody. And this is a situation where Ohtani and his agent looked at this, found that there's a loophole here, and decided to take advantage of it. Yeah, Paul.
According to Sports Business Journal, Ohtani has a luxury of not needing his paycheck because last year he made $40 million estimated off the field in endorsements, both in the United States and Japan. Yeah. And that's expected to increase because of the visibility of the LA Dodgers. And they said next year it should be over $60 million in endorsements per year for Ohtani.
Yeah, so, you know, did they outsmart everybody? Now, down the road, if I'm the commissioner of baseball, do I want this going on? It's just dangerous. It's dangerous for, you know, some of these teams with their owners and what they have their money tied up in. You know, it's like the housing market, the housing bubble. Hey, go ahead, get a house. Everybody gets a house. Then all of a sudden, you're underwater here. And, you know, Major League. Now, I have more of a problem when teams don't spend. When you do spend, great. As a fan, I have no problem with that. But I do think, you know, how baseball looks at this, what the commissioner thinks of this, the Players Association is probably like, hey, we don't want to change it. Why would you? You've got a $700 million contract here. You're still getting your money. But the question is, what's this do for teams trying to be solvent? You know, these smaller market teams. You know, Kansas City Royals, are they going to do this? They can't do this. And that's where your only, you know, your strength is, you know, your weakest team. Like, does everybody have a chance here? The competitive balance of all of this. Having a chance to, every fan base this year going into the NFL probably thought, you know what? We got a shot. You know, maybe. I don't know if any team goes in and goes, we have absolutely, positively no shot. In baseball, you have that. You don't have any chance. And maybe some NBA teams as well. Baseball, there's a lot of teams where it's basically you got about 5 to 7 teams. Maybe you get an outlier in there. Maybe it's like, oh, my God, that team's a whole lot better than we thought. But sustainability, really, really hard to do. Yes, Eden.
Do you think the commissioner looks at this contract and maybe makes some changes moving forward?
Well, I don't know if he has the full power to do that. Because I would think with a collective bargaining agreement and getting the Players Association, and I mean, they're never on the same page here. So that would be my only thing is, I don't think he has the total autonomy to go, you know, we're going to change this. Well, when Verducci joins us, I'll ask him about that. But, yeah, if you're Shohei Ohtani, you don't need the money. You're going to get the money. Yes, he.
To me, it is a massive red flag for the league.
Mm-hmm.
Massive. Because you can't have teams pushing off. I get the whole, you know, Bonilla thing, or like, hey, yeah, look, $1.5 million a year for the next 25 years. Ha, ha, ha. Right? That's way different than pushing off hundreds of millions of dollars in one contract off into 10 years into the future. You know, Mookie Betts, what does his contract look like? Now all of a sudden you're looking at close to $1 billion in deferred compensation. That ball can start rolling downhill extremely fast, and that is a terrible idea, not just for one individual team, but for the league as a whole.
877-3DP show. Patrick Mahomes was pretty vocal after the loss to the Buffalo Bills. Then I think he and Andy Reid saw the actual game footage and realized that, yes, it's a non-starter when, you know, Kadarius Toney is that far off sides. And here's Patrick Mahomes walking it back yesterday.
Obviously, you don't want to react that way. I care, man. I love it. I love this game. I love my teammates, and I want to go out there and put everything on the line to win. Obviously, can't do that. I mean, can't be that way towards officials or really anybody in life. I probably regret acting like that. But more than anything, I mean, I regretted the way I acted towards Josh after the game, because he had nothing to do with it. And I was still hot and emotional. But you can't do that, man. It's not a great example for kids watching the game. So that I was more upset about that than I was about me on the sideline.
Yeah, and this is not like him. I think we genuinely like Patrick Mahomes. That he's a wonderful player. Commercials are funny. Maybe they air too often. But, we like him. You know, you give him a hall pass. You know, he was fired up. They had lost the week before. They didn't get a call late in the game in Green Bay with pass interference. You're kind of struggling a little bit. You're asking these receivers to act professional, and they haven't. Frustration there. Maybe doesn't feel that secure in the pocket, his offensive line. And then you have this moment where a miraculous play, and we're going to get out alive and we're going to beat Buffalo. I understand it. I was shocked when I was watching him. Like, that's just not his demeanor. And then I thought, you know what? When you look at the tape, you're going to realize he was offsides. Didn't check with the official. All the things that we said on Monday. If you look, you know, they made the right call. But deep down, they don't want to be in the middle of this. The officials don't go, God, I haven't thrown a flag in a while. I liked a little bit of airtime here. I got this microphone on. Like, they don't want to do that. I mean, maybe Ed Hockley might want to, but he's not doing it anymore. Yeah, Paul.
Last night on the Manning cast, Peyton Manning suggested that if there's a situation like this where a wide receiver clearly is lined up offsides, they should blow the whistle before it and call offsides. Like, it's already happened. Like, I think a dead ball penalty. He was saying, like, you see the guy's upside, not going to change, not going to go back. You call it, and it's 5 yards, and you go back. Don't let the play start.
Okay, but...
because it happened last night, and they didn't call it.
But the center is looking left and right. You can't look down and go, hey, make sure you get Toney back. Your center has got the best, sight line here, where he's going, man, he's past the football here. So you have that. Is there anybody on Kansas City sideline who's saying to Toney, back up? You know, Andy Reid said, I didn't get a warning. Well, Andy, are you watching? Or is there somebody else watching? So let's not put all this on the officials. I mean, these are professionals. This is your job. You go to the line of scrimmage. It's called the line of scrimmage. Don't go past the line of scrimmage. That's not asking much. This isn't pass interference or something like that. This is just a stupid mistake that you make, and you're not on sides. And plus, you're not even factoring into the play. It's not like, man, I got to get a head start to sprint to the end zone. He went 10 yards. He was open. Mahomes didn't throw it to him. You can see where he stops and drops his head. And then he sees Kelce coming his way. And that's how this played out. It didn't make any sense where you go, man, that guy got down the field really quick. Or when you see an edge rusher get off real quick and he maybe, you know, jumped the count. I mean, this guy had no reason to try to, you know, get a head start on anybody. Yes, Mark.
If the Chiefs end up winning the Super Bowl, does this put Patrick Mahomes like in the Brady conversation as far as look at what he had to work with and still won a Super Bowl? Because the early Super Bowl years, or even the later Super Bowl years when you had Edelman and Gronk and a bunch of guys.
Like, well, you can't say, well, he had Edelman and Gronk, because anybody could have had Edelman. He was a quarterback in college.
Well, you're right. Maybe just like a Hall of Fame tight end.
Yeah.
And a bunch of
okay receivers. But he did have Tyreek Hill. He did win an MVP with Tyreek Hill,
who also just coincidentally had a monster year that year.
Yeah.
Well, oh no, I'm talking about this Super Bowl. I'm not talking about the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
Like what he did with this group of receivers who's dropping the ball left and right.
Yeah.
Hands like frying pans. And
sure. Well, we're gonna lump him in. If he wins another Super Bowl, he's lumped in with Brady.
Greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And he should be. But you know, now he's had to try to put lipstick on a pig here with some of these receivers. They're just not consistent. All right. We'll get to phone calls here. We got our poll question, and our play of the day is up next here. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's gonna play. Of the day.
Put it left, I got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end, and it is good! And the Giants have beaten the Packers 24-22. What a win by the Giants. The DeVito family going crazy. Kansas City may have Taylor Swift, but Jersey and New York will take the DeVitos any day.
That's courtesy of the Giants Radio Network. Tommy DeVito is the third undrafted rookie quarterback since 1950 to win his first three starts. One of the quarterbacks is reportedly the inspiration for Keanu Reeves' character Shane Falco in the movie The Replacements.
Fine movie.
Do you guys know who that quarterback was who won his first three starts in 1987 playing for the then Washington Redskins? Anybody want to take a guess? The inspiration for Keanu Reeves' character Shane Falco in the movie The Replacements. And the answer is Ed Rubert.
Ed Rubert.
You got it.
All right.
Bloop, bloop. 1987, played for the then Washington Redskins and won. I did not know that. And that those are the replacements, the strike here. But I don't even remember Ed Rubert or Rupert. R-U-B-B-E-R-T. Yeah, Paul?
I think Sean Payton was a replacement quarterback that year as well.
Yes, he was. Ouch. Play of the day brought to you.
Too soon?
Ouch.
Thought everybody forgot about that one, huh, Sean?
Discover wants everybody to feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations to apply. How many players, how many current LA Dodgers make more money than Shohei Ohtani? Given what his yearly salary is, how many Dodgers make more? How many Dodgers make more than Shohei Ohtani? Todd?
I'm going to say four.
Four, all right. Seton?
12.
All right. Marvin?
8.
All right. Paulie?
16.
9. 9 Dodgers make more than Shohei Ohtani.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Got Mookie Betts making 30. You got Freddie Freeman making 27. Chris Taylor making 13. Max Muncy making 9.5. You got Jason Hayward making 9. Joe Kelly making 8. Yeah, they got 9 players who make more money than Shohei Ohtani does. And let's see, a couple of phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back. What do you have for us?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I also have a trivia question. But first, I wanted to say about the Eagles and everybody kind of down on them right now. I feel they haven't hit their stride all season. I mean, it's well known that Jalen Hurts has a hurt knee. And he's battling through that. And I think that they have more left in the tank, or they're holding more cards that you're not seeing, that they may peak during the playoffs. Where right now I see San Francisco and Dallas, they look like the bright, shining objects, and they're almost playing at their peak right now. And that kind of scares me as far as them trying to sustain this through the playoffs. They got three
okay,
more weeks.
But, Andrew, if I said pie to the face, who goes farther?
I'd still say the Eagles.
Okay. Anybody want Andrew, a piece of Andrew, pie to the face? Paulie?
So you get the Eagles or the Cowboys and the Niners together? Because that's what he's saying.
He gets the Eagle. He gets the Eagles.
And I get the Cowboys and Niners? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Pie to the face, Andrew. All right.
Okay. All right. It's on. Okay. My trivia question for the room.
All right. Here we go.
You just did an LA style trivia question. Mine is, during the break, you showed a previous interview with the Kobe Bryant, right? So there are only four active NBA players right now playing in the league that used to be former teammates of Kobe. Can anyone name any of the four in the room?
Right, so active players who were teammates with Kobe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Marvin?
Julius Randle.
Ding, ding, ding. That's one. Anyone else can name him?
Paulie?
Russell.
Russell Westbrook Jr. No, the third?
Russell.
D'Angelo Russell?
D'Angelo Russell.
Yes. D'Lo.
Whoa.
Two more.
All right.
Already, that should get.
That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Marvin?
It is.
Jordan Clarkson?
See? Ding, ding, ding. That was the magic one.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
And there's one more.
Okay.
Anybody guess the last one?
All right. Do you have a small hint?
Yes. He his father used to play in the NBA.
Larry Nance Jr.?
Three out of four, Marv.
Look
you're on
you.
Fire. Larry Nance Jr.
Wow.
the third.
Thank you, Andrew. All right. Marvin. Although there are a lot of players whose dad played in the league.
So many second-generation kids. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Must be something in the genetics there.
Oh, you think? Yeah. Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Jake in Utah. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, boys. 61195. Dan, I was just calling in to wonder if I could do some Hanukkah Christmas sports names with y'all.
Well, yes. We've been waiting for this.
Perfect. I don't want to take Fritz's position, but right now I've got
Please do.
Andre Iguodala.
Okay.
Ryan Lotke, the star of David Johnson, Mench Trubisky, and everyone's favorite Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Jake. Todd, do you have any Hanukkah names?
I had John Candelaria, Matt Light, Ronnie Latkes, Eli Applesauce, Todd Sour Cream Brun, Dreidel Bly, Rabbi Sindeli, Maccabee Jones for Mac Jones, Amon Menorah St. Brown.
Oh, okay.
Dennis Moyle Can Boyd, and then I had
Moyle Can Boyd.
And I had Bart Starr of David Tyree. I just got to put two names together there. That's
and funny. Once again, you always forget the one I gave you. And it's
again.
Hanukkah Sorenstam.
Hanukkah Sorenstam. That's maybe the best one.
Yes,
of all,
it
then.
Is. It's Hanukkah names.
Hanukkah. It's right there. You just put an H in front of it.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah Sorenstam is actually excellent. That should have been the first one I said.
But I've said that the last couple of years.
I know, and I dismissed it, unfortunately.
Did you do Dreidel Greenlaw?
I did not. Okay. I think I did Dreidel Bly.
Okay.
Dre Bly? Okay.
That's fun.
Seton, would you update the poll results?
Which QB had a better night last night, Will Levis or Thomas DeVito? Right now, Will Levis, hey, all right, you won again, buddy.
Okay.
67% of the vote. That's an interesting result.
Yeah, but we expect him to be good. Tommy DeVito, Tommy DeVito, I think, wanted to go back to Illinois. He wanted to play one more year. And then the NCAA turned him down.
They said, we've seen enough. You should be in the pros, kid.
You're too good.
Too good for us.
Well, he might have been too good for Illinois football.
Oh, too soon.
Coming up, he's perfect. He's Brandon Aubrey, the Cowboys kicker. He goes to Notre Dame. He doesn't play football. He just plays soccer. And then he is from Dallas, went to the USFL, got to kick, and then here he is at age 28. With the Cowboys, and he hasn't missed a field goal. 8 of 8 from 50 yards. He's 30 for 30. He's a 30 for 30.
Oh!
There
you go. And they're not just going over the crossbar either. He's booting them where it's got like another 5-6 yards they can go.
Well, he kicked one from 60 that probably could have gone at least 70.
Which is insane.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
But he'll join us coming up. Also, Dean Blandino, the Fox NFL rules analyst. What did he see with the Kansas City Chiefs and Kadarius Toney? And what is the job of the official of giving a player a heads up about something? Hey, you're really offsides. Or is it you're really offsides? You know what? I'm not going to give you back up a little bit here. Tom Verducci has a deep dive on the Dodgers and how they landed Shohei Ohtani. He'll join us coming up as well. More phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Gang's all here on this Tuesday. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.